U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan for talks because negotiations between Kabul and Washington over the security deal have almost failed. And the deadline set by President Obama looms. They're pressing for this pact to be signed by the end of this month. To U.S., it's a very important deal. It's all about the future of their military presence here. Kerry wants President Karzai sign it immediately. But Afghan politicians have quickly negatively reacted to this deal.
This is a direct continuation of occupation, and there will be the continuation of war going on in this country, and there will be no peace coming to this country.
Local people reacted the same way. Most Afghans could be seen watching televisions. They were closely following up the talks between John Kerry and President Karzai. They wanted to know how their president would protect their country's sovereignty. This man told Press TV if Hamid Karzai allows American forces to stay here, he will gamble the interests of the whole nation.
Foreign troops are here for their own interests. Their presence has not helped us at all, and if they stay here, violence will not end.
A sentiment that was shared by others too. These men were also opposed to this security deal. It was very hard for them to accept that the presence of U.S. forces can change their lives. They want their own forces to take the lead, not the Americans.
We want our own police and army to defend our country against the militants. American forces should go home.
Others blamed U.S. forces for killing innocent civilians in their nighttime raids. They have also called on their government not to give legal immunity to U.S. forces.
These foreign troops only search people's homes and kill innocent civilians. I don't think they are here to help us.
Now all eyes are on President Karzai. He's against the role of U.S. forces beyond 2014. The Obama's administration does not want to stop its military operations under this pact. And Karzai is concerned about civilian deaths. But it's not the only sticking point. The U.S. government is also demanding legal immunity for its forces. They also want to have a big role in peace negotiations with the Taliban. Now, President Karzai, whose second term will end in the months to come, knows how sensitive it is. He neither wants to make his American friends upset nor leave a bad legacy behind at home. How will he do that? It depends on his political skills. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.